morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Bill Houghton.
Well, Bill, Denise couldn't be with us today, but we're hoping she'll be back with us next week. Well, we're going to be presenting you with some September gardening tips because we are coming up on a really nice growing and planting season here really soon. But we want to maybe take a few items off the calendar. Of course, the farmers markets are still underway. And Bill, the Artovinos farmers market still has a little over a month left before it wraps things up in mid-October.
That's correct. The master gardeners still have quite a bit of produce to sell. And I was out the last weekend, and there's a lot of arts and crafts people and other people selling vegetables. So there's a good selection of everything still.
And there are a number of others across the region. There is one taking place right now at the Artist Market and Farmers Market downtown on Anthony Street. There's one that takes place at Mercado Mayapan till 3 p.m. today. That's on Texas Avenue. And, of course, the Mountain View Market Co-op hosts theirs on Sunday. So it's nice to see that we have a nice variety of farmers markets across the region.
It seems to be a pattern that's growing, and it's a nice thing for both Saturdays and Sundays.
And there are a couple of events coming up here that you might be interested. On September the 7th, which is next week, the Mountain View Market Farm will be hosting a composting workshop. You can find out how to use free or low-cost resources to supply your soil with nutrition, with beneficial microbes, organic matter. It's taking place again next Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. at the Mountain View Market Farm in Mesilla. That's on Snow Road. It's $15 if you're a co-op member, $20 if you're not, and registration is required. You can give us a call here if you'd like more information here at the radio station. And the information is also on the Good to Grow page online at ktep.org. And one coming up in October that is probably a good idea for you to register for now is a vermiculture workshop at the Mountain View Market Farm in Mesilla. Vermiculture is essentially composting with worms. So you'll learn how to recycle your kitchen waste. You'll learn how to create a safe habitat for your worms. It's taking place again on October the 5th, 10 a.m. to noon, $15 if you're a co-op member, $20 if you're not. And again, registration is required. You can again call us here at the radio station for information or go to the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. Well, Bill, as we were saying earlier, we're coming up on a really terrific time for growing here in El Paso and for planting because, as we have said here in the past, fall is a time for planting here in El Paso. And though summer's not quite over yet, we're finally starting to see longer shadows and cooler temperatures. The evenings are starting to get a little bit longer.
Right. It's a fun time of the year. It's my very favorite time of the year. And there's a lot of things that you could do this time of the year that you can plant a winter vegetable garden, but it is time to plant new plants. It's a time to do some light pruning on various plants, and it's a good time to plan for next year. This is a good time to make sure your fruit trees are in good shape, because this time of the year is what determines how good a crop you have next spring. So there are a lot of things that we can be doing right now. We'll go into some detail about that.
Well, one of the things that we can be doing is start, like you were saying, planting maybe some of your leaf and root vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, radishes, spinach, and lettuce. That's probably something you want to plan for later in September. But, Bill, you were saying that you had attended a class that maybe gave you a head start on some of your winter vegetable gardening.
Right. It was an interesting twist, and I never thought about it before because, as an example, broccoli, they always say just put it directly into the ground, but our soil is so warm this time of the year in latter August, September, that it's a little early yet. So if you can start your winter vegetables in pots and keep them under shade and keep them maybe inside if you want to, they'll still germinate very, very quickly. And then when the soil does cool down a little bit, maybe 1st of October or so, you can put them directly in the ground and gain some time. So that's a good option. This is Dr. Joe Masobny from Texas A&M University. He was in El Paso a week or so ago, and he gave us this hint. And it's a great hint for people that would like to actually get a crop before the middle of December.
And if you have some spring flowering bulbs, if you have daffodils, irises, daylilies, cannas, it's probably a good idea to go ahead and divide those. And, Bill, why do you want to divide those bulbs?
Well, those bulbs get a little crowded. The reason we say divide them is because you pull them out of the ground and then it's like you're just thinning them. So again, giving room for next year's flowers, next spring's crop to have room to grow properly.
Something else that's also a bulb that you were telling me about before the show, caladiums. You said they're sort of a tropical-looking plant that actually do very well here.
They really do. They have to be. They're not crazy about direct sun, but if you've got a filtered, shaded area, they really do quite well. They do well on a north wall where it's maybe totally protected, but it's a very large-leafed plant. It's multicolored. It's a combination of greens, pinks, reds, and whites, and it's very attractive. Whenever I drive by a house and a big leaf catches my eye, more often than not, it's caladium.
Because most large-leaved plants, because they are tropical, normally don't do well.
That's
here
correct.
In El Paso.
That's correct. And these are bulbs, and I don't know what the chances of them coming back year after year, or I don't have any direct experiencing with them. But if not, you just plant them again.
And apparently, if you just keep giving them plenty of water, they'll stay attractive through the fall season.
Right, right. They do come up in the spring, and they will exist all summer, and then they'll die back as the days get shorter. But you do just an emphasis on watering. This is a lot of demand by the plants right now for water, so keep them well irrigated.
And even though we've had some recent rains, our temperatures are still sort of seesawing up and down. Like, for example, this weekend we should be back up into the hot 90s, and earlier in the week we were in the 80s. We sort of got a bit of a tease of what's coming up, I think, later in the season.
Right. What really changes things, not so much the temperatures change a little bit, but it's the daylight. The daylight, it's a minute or two in the morning and a minute or two in the afternoon, and the plants sense that. So they do begin to shut down, but they store things in their roots this time of the year. So again, be aware of their water needs.
See, and I think that's kind of interesting that, you know, I think we would normally assume that, for example, trees, when they begin to go dormant, or other plants, when we see the change in them during the season, we think that maybe it's caused by how they react to temperature. But you're right. A lot of these plants actually react to how much sunlight or darkness they're exposed to.
Right. That's correct. The soil temperature has something to do with it. It's a combination of all the factors, but the shorter days definitely are a factor for most plants.
Well, outside our building here on the university campus, I remember during the winter, we had a really nice green lawn. And that's not normally something you see in the winter. But the secret behind having a green lawn in the winter is not putting in artificial turf or not using green spray paint, but actually overseeding the lawn that you have right now with fescue or rye. And that's what they did here on campus.
Right.
And it looked really nice.
It really did. They did that, I guess they did it like November of last year or October of
something
last year,
like that.
So we are coming into that time of the year if that's what you wish to do. Commercial people do it a little bit more than residential people, but if you want to mow all winter, that's fine. And it makes for a nice change. I mean, try it one year and see. The turf expert that we had in here in months past, from Texas A&M, he doesn't really recommend that too much because it just kind of it tires out the soil. So you've got to keep putting water on it all winter and mm-hmm. keep fertilizing it. But some people do that. By the way, I've noticed more and more artificial grass in the neighborhood. So more and more people are going to that if they've got an odd size shape or if it's a real small front yard.
But, you know, artificial grass, you still have to take weeds out, and you have to vacuum it, and
you have to manicure it. I'm not sure about the weeds, but you do definitely have to rake it and vacuum it.
Well, you know, with the winds, you know, that it blows all that dirt, and you're going to end up with, you know, maybe a couple of centimeters,
sand, right.
And our weeds will put themselves wherever they possibly can.
Well, and speaking of weeds, because of our rains, we've got weeds coming out from places that we didn't know we had soil. Herbicides are probably appropriate for mm-hmm. a certain number of the broadleaf weeds, but the grasses are another matter. So you have to make sure your broadleaf weed killers aren't going to kill your grasses. So you've got to do both. Personally, I spray the broadleaf and I pull the grass. The grass comes up relatively mm-hmm. easily, but I've seen lots and lots of weeds over the last couple of weeks.
Is this a good time to put a pre-emergent down to prevent winter weeds from coming up?
I think it's actually a good time to do that. Winter weeds are not near the problem that the spring weeds are, but this would be a good time for winter weeds. If you've got bad London rocket or some of those mustard-type weeds, this would be a good time for a pre-emergent.
Yeah, and if you are not looking, they're going to get out of control, especially if we see some winter rainfall.
Right, right. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I didn't realize it, but that September is one of our our wetter months. August is our wettest and September's second. So we should get a fair amount, and hopefully we'll be at least on average this year and not below average again.
Well, roses are going to be starting to put on their second show of the season, so I think this is a good idea for people to go out and take a look at their roses and see what needs to be done.
Roses, it's a good time to give them a shot of fertilizer. We talked this about a couple of weeks ago. I actually fertilized my own rose plants about 2 weeks ago, and I think it was a little early because they haven't done much. So I think as we go into fall, it's just an ideal time to give them a half-strength dose of fertilizer and enjoy the fall bloom, which will come about in October.
And root pruning is something that we have talked about in the past, and maybe people haven't heard us talk about it, but this is sort of a way to prepare maybe some of your larger trees or shrubs to prepare them for the shock of a transplant.
Yes. Again, it's a very good time to begin to root prune. What root pruning is that you go on all four sides of the plant. You go out maybe 6 inches, a foot, maybe 18 inches, and just go with a shovel, go down as far as you can reach with the shovel. And what you're doing is you're cutting off the smaller, newer roots from that bush or small tree. And again, you're preparing it for a relocation service. And if a tree has popped up, I have a mulberry that popped up, and I don't want it where it popped up, but I am going to take advantage of it, so I'm going to move it. What you do is you root prune it and then come back about 3 weeks later and relocate it at that time. And it lessens the shock on the plant, and it's actually very effective. Roses are another one that you can do that process with.
Well, what else can we perhaps think about doing in September for our gardening activities?
It's an ideal time to plant new plants. We got a call at the garden center yesterday. I want to plant a new tree. But you just got to go see what's out there. So I suggested that she go see what's out there at the various locations and then decide, come back and do some research and then go back and buy the plant. Or you could do research ahead of time. But know how big the tree is going to get. It's a little bit of a process, but tree is a huge investment. They cost a lot, so you want to choose the right tree. But there are a number of attractive trees, and this is the time to maybe plan for them in September and put them in October.
And the Master Gardeners have a number of resources to offer you if you're interested in what kinds of trees do well in our region. I believe they have a list of trees that will do well, shrubs as well. I think we actually have a link to some of those plants on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. But you can also call the Master Gardeners at 566-1276, 566-1276. Well, Bill, we're out of time for our September tips, but I've got a complete list of tips on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. Well, thanks so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Bill Hooten.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.